Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 65 of the Hook Blast podcast and the new spokesperson for Just For Men Mustache and Beard Brush. I'm just kidding. I didn't get the job. Apparently, they were only taking celebrities. They said having 24 Twitter followers doesn't make me a celebrity. I said they don't get it. I said, I'm famous for being the only celebrity with only 24 Twitter followers. But by then they'd hung up. It's one of the things I'm known for. Anyway, this is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. I only play the hooks, so my attention stays laser focused. Well, maybe not laser focused, but pretty zoomed in. Well, concentrated. Okay, I fell asleep during the pre-show huddle. But I'm the songercizer, and the songercizer knows what he's supposed to do when the camera starts rolling. I am, after all, the best podcast host in the whole history of podcast hosts. I don't have to remind you, right? You add the songs you love to your own streaming playlist, or follow mine at hookblast.com. That's also where you go to vote for your favorite song today. The song with the most votes 2 weeks ago on episode 63 was In Control by Evan Kremen. Okay, I gotta say, now that we're into the month of May, things are starting to look up. There were a few moments during the pandemic when I was making apocalypse predictions like there was no tomorrow. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, of course there's no tomorrow if it's the apocalypse. But that just shows you how far ahead of you I am. You count on me for that. I was thinking maybe instead of apocalypse, I should have used the word Armageddon. I don't know. It's not the end of the world. Okay, let's play some hooks. First up on the show today, we have Melissa Devana with an anthemic dance-driven track designed to captivate you into a euphoric universe where you're invincible. I thought I was invincible when I started dancing by myself at the food court the other day. But that's when I realized you have to organize flash mobs ahead of time. And maybe even pay the other dancers. But I enjoyed meeting all the security folks at the mall, and I'll be seeing them again at my court date. Actually, I call it my food court date, so I can keep them straight. This is Supernova.
But I'm so far ahead, I'm galaxies away.
If you wonder where I went, don't gotta search too far.
Look up to the sky, I'ma be the brightest star.
That's Melissa Devana. Do you ever get tired of seeing everyone's life through the lens of their social media highlight reels? Artist Delanina did, and she wrote about it in her fast-paced indie pop rock song, The Philosopher. Well, thank goodness for social media. I mean, if it weren't for social media, I'd have to call all 24 of my followers and tell them how far I ran today. This is The Philosopher.
Yeah.
Della Nina. And if you enjoyed that, you might like some eclectic sounds and want to check out some Blondie, or maybe some Nine Inch Nails, or Radiohead, or even as far as Deadmau5. As you know, the Hook Blast podcast is sponsored by Music X-Ray, where musicians find commercial and exposure opportunities for their music. New users can apply promo code HOOKBLAST21 at checkout to remove the transaction fee on a submission. You know I like promo codes and surprises and giving things away, right? Well, this morning, my wife woke up and said to me, "I just dreamed you gave me a diamond necklace. What do you think it means?" I gave her a little kiss and I said, "You'll find out tonight." So guess what I'm giving her tonight? A book called How to Interpret Dreams. She'll be so excited. As you can tell, I'm a ladies man. Okay, on the heels of me talking about my ways with the lady, is a song by an artist who goes by Neon Knight. This is a song he wrote and recorded in one day in his home studio. This is Escape. That's a good song. Okay, don't forget you can add these songs to your streaming playlists. You can find them by navigating to playlists at hookblast.com, or you know, you can find them with your Shazam app as they're playing. Okay, I don't know if you like to garden. I mean, how would I? But I'm experimenting with putting a gardening tip into each episode each week. I feel it really fits. I've been trying my hand at gardening this year. I'd never done it before. I'm still learning, you know, what seeds to plant and when to water. And they say manure is good for the tomatoes, but I find it ruins the salad. And that's today's tip. Okay, She's Got My Number is a throwback tip of the hat to traditional country cowboy music from Joe Curtis. He says the song conveys the message that a woman will always have the final say about how things are going to go. I know something about that. My wife can be bossy from time to time. The other day, she told me to stop acting like a flamingo. I had to put my foot down. I thought of that one myself. I like jokes. A lot of people write in to suggest I make the podcast funny. This is She's Got My Number.
She's got my number. I was hoping I'd get her. I was trying to be cool, but I stumbled on my words. Look, she gave me scenes, say, don't call us, we'll call you. Though I came on like thunder, she's got my number. Turns out she thought I was kinda cute. She sang the last dance she seen. Now she don't give her number out, but she got mine for me. Oh, she's got my number. I was hoping I'd get hers. I was trying to be cool, but I stumbled on my word.
Okay, that's She's Got My Number. We've got time for one more, so let's listen to this song by 10 Somersets. This is We Do It Our Way, and they do. This song was actually recorded entirely in a converted walk-in closet. I tried recording in my closet, but it's really small, and I kept passing out due to the lack of oxygen. And all the mothballs. It was really annoying.
If we want it, we go and get it. Many people with a chip on the shoulder. Not many people.
that's 10 Somersets with We Do It Our Way. Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 65 of the Hook Blast Podcast. All songs are used with the permission of the rights holders. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a 5-star rating and maybe write us a little review, and I'll catch you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. And remember, my friends, add something clever for Mike to say here. Bye.